All right. Since you saw Michelle and Elizabeth and me together in the film, you should see us here now too, because we're such wonderful partners, and it really has been the best. Okay, I hope you all heard that.
Ditto.
Okay, so, as I say, this now means... that I'm now your mistress of ceremonies for a few minutes. As you probably guessed, this, as I said before, this is one of our surprises. It gives me and all of us up here enormous pleasure to honor our wonderful conductor, our friend, and our soulmate, Elizabeth Nunez. As you heard in our film, I had dreamt for a very long time of starting a choir, but it was not until I met a young Elizabeth McKinney that I knew it could and would happen. It took me about 20 seconds, no fooling, after our introduction to be utterly sure that she was the one to bring this dream of mine to life. I hired her pretty much on the spot. Faintly puzzled and bemused, she said, "Don't you even want to see my resume?" And no, ma'am, is the answer. It was love at first sight for me, and it still is. Elizabeth is a woman pure of soul who lights up the lives of everyone around her. She's impossibly talented, wickedly funny, and always looking for the positive in any situation. And sometimes in our rehearsals, she's had to look pretty hard. And she's tough, having the highest standards. She has musically challenged and grown us inch by inch by foot throughout our 10 years together. She creates magic, and all of us are the richer for it. Our first year, when we were so small, we decided to take a semester off so each of us could have a chance to recruit at least one new singer to our group. Also, so that I could have both my knees replaced, and and so that Elizabeth could get married. All three missions accomplished. We became 15 singers. I had lovely two knees, and for me, and even a lovelier new husband for Elizabeth. So here we are tonight. How to acknowledge and thank this extraordinary woman? What special gift of appreciation to give to her? Exactly 1 year and 3 days ago, actually, I decided our tribute must be musical, and that it must be a new commissioned work dedicated to her, to you, my dear, and that her famous husband, Maestro Francisco Nunez, would compose, and that the Sohar. Got her. And that the Soharmoniums would sing to her this evening. So here is Francisco's exuberant email reply when I asked him such a long time ago if he would be interested in this. It's wonderful. He wrote back, "I'm crying. You're amazing. It's done. A gift to Soharmoniums and a tribute to E. Wow, done." And then he wrote, "I'm so excited. Thank you for thinking of it. Hugs, Francisco." Francisco, can you come up, please? Sneaky.
I'm the first man on this stage.
But what a guy. It's been incredibly difficult for all of us, and there were a lot of us, but especially for you, Francisco, to keep this a surprise. By his own admission, it's the hardest secret he's ever had to keep, especially having to disguise his whereabouts when rehearsing us. Did Elizabeth think he was having an affair with 50 women? So... And it was difficult, too, for Sophia Miller-Papoulis. Could you come out, Sophia? An early Soharmonium and co-founder, as you've heard, of the Soho Voces, who will conduct the work this evening. She made special trips from Boston for 4 of our 6 rehearsals. We rehearsed a lot more than you thought we rehearsed. So.
Calling extras.
I know. Okay, let's see. All right. So, Francisco, will you please do us the honor of escorting Elizabeth to her seat for the premiere performance of your composition? Okay. The composition is called The Goddess Turns Magic into Music. It was written for and dedicated to Elizabeth Nunez to celebrate her 10 wonderful years of guiding, inspiring, and weaving magic into music with the goddesses of the Soul Harmonium's Women's Choir. This is our musical gift of love and deep admiration from me and every Soul Harmonium past and present. Thank you, dear Elizabeth.